I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you today?
Oh, I am just peachy.
Wow, peachy.
I need something new because I'm always so boring. But yeah, we'll go with that. That's something new and different.
You sound really upbeat today.
You know, the sun's shining, and I say that every time, but like it, I just can't help it when if it's sunny out, even if though it's kind of cold out today, puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, I have not. I'm looking outside. I have not put my head outside the door yet today, which is not good. But
truthfully, I haven't either. I just heard it's cold out.
Okay. So I'm just, you know, it's been one of those days for me that started with meeting after meeting after teaching all morning and then meeting. And so I promised that last week we talked about things that we were going to intentionally do. And one of mine was to go outside, you know, at least a couple times a day. So I will be doing that. But my guess is it's going to be, well, let's see, you and I have a meeting that follows this.
And one that follows that.
So by then it's probably going to be like 6 o'clock, isn't it? It's my guess.
There's a little break between. You could get outside. You never said how long you were going to go outside.
That's true. I never said how long, but I owe it as a commitment to myself. Yes. I need to make the right choices.
Yes. Huh.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. So let me share with our listeners where this came from. So this past weekend, I was driving in the car. Actually, you know where it was? It was Sunday morning because it was Mother's Day morning. I decided I was going to go get some bagels that my wife really likes. She doesn't typically eat breakfast. Now, I'm a big breakfast person, so I make waffles and pancakes, but she doesn't really eat breakfast, but she likes these waffles. So I thought I was going to go get them. So I'm driving in my truck, and I'm listening to an audiobook that I had listened to at least once, if not twice before, and I never remember hearing this statement. And the phrase is this: you are not defined by history, but by the choices you make. And it just hit me. Like, that is so true. And I remembered a quote, and when you and I started talking before the podcast, I couldn't remember exactly where the quote came from. And we only have part of it. But John Wooden said this: remember this, the choices you make in life make you. And I just think that the vast majority of people don't believe that. I could be wrong. And again, I'm not a researcher. I'm not a statistician. I just from talking to a lot of people and listening to a lot of people, I think that the vast majority of the people believe that events in history define them rather than the choices they make. And the sad part about this is if that's really how you're going to live, you're surrendering your entire life to circumstances. If you're a person of faith, just you know you would just say the God's will, whatever it might be, and I'm a person of faith, everybody knows that, but things are brought into our life and we have choices to make based on what's being brought into our life. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And if we aren't going to be intentional about that, we give up our purpose, we give up our passions. So I really think that statement, you are not defined by history, but by the choices you make, is extremely liberating. It tells me that I can live my purpose. I can live my why, regardless of what is happening around me. Because all those things that happen around me are circumstances. They are events, but that's all they are. And they don't define who I am or what I can do. So I use this example in writing, in my post that went out this morning. So last Saturday, I had all kinds of plans. I bought a couple fruit trees. I bought some raspberry bushes. I was going to go out and plant those things on Saturday. And then we all know what Saturday was like around here of Mother's Day week. I mean, it snowed. It looked like it was more like February.
Yes, my daughter wished me a happy Valentine's Day instead of Happy Mother's Day.
There you go. Because she probably thought, oh, it's way too cold to be. And so I thought, oh, great. Now, you know, so I could just sit there and whine and complain about the weather. I did not go out and plant the trees and the berries. But so what did I do? So, you know, my boys and I decided that we were going to work on making a special dinner for their mom, my wife, and their wives. And we do a lot of food sharing. Sometimes it's funny. A lot of times I will pull up to my parents' apartment and I'll have a package and I'll just say, here's Meals on Wheels, mm-hmm. you know, and we pass things over the railing type of thing. But so my responsibility for the meal for Mother's Day was going to be, I was making tiramisu. That was pretty much the only thing. I also made some peas, but so I said, I'll make the tiramisu on Saturday. And it took me longer. It took me a lot longer than it probably take anybody else to make tiramisu. Cause I have never, well, I made it once, but I don't remember making the custard out of egg yolks, but I must have.
Well, it's typically what custard. Yeah.
But I did it and it actually came out pretty good. But then the other thing, so that was instead of planting trees, I made the tiramisu. But then the other thing we did is my wife and I, we have a young lady from our church that graduated from SU. And her parents had organized a car parade to drive past her house to just, you know, and it was so cute. My wife did an amazing job decorating our minivan with all kinds of signs and posters and hearts and congratulations. And mm-hmm. and actually, she found some Lays at like the dollar store or something. So they were like hanging off the doorknobs on the van. It was really cool. And there were about 30 cars that got together to do that. And we went twice around the block, so to speak. And so my point that I'm trying to make is, it was a lousy day weather-wise, but it wasn't a lousy day if you made the right choices. And so we, you know, could we do our wives and the special ladies in our life and our moms deserve an amazing Mother's Day? Yes, they do. But it's up to us to create that for them. It's not up to circumstance to somehow make that work. So that was really that was kind of what hit me. We make the choices that we want to make based on what comes up in life. And unless we're willing to take control and make choices, we just give up our future.
Yeah. And as you've talked about this, I started kind of thinking, like, imagine what it's like for kids young enough to not understand what's going on. So, like, my kids, for example, they are clueless. Isla has no idea that she has gone zero places in 2 months. And today is like the 2 month anniversary of us not going anywhere. And wow. So, I mean, everything for her is just choices. I mean, she won't think to herself, oh, my birthday party was ruined by the word we no longer say that has letters, dashes, and numbers.
Right. Right. This is a word with letters, dashes, and numbers free zone.
Yes. And she won't say it was ruined by that. She'll say it was so cool because my parents decorated the house like crazy and a bunch of people drove by honking their horns and playing music for me.
Right.
And she'll say things like Mother's Day was super fun because I made carrot cake with my mom, Mother's Day was terrible because it snowed.
right.
And so if we all kind of put ourselves in that, like if you revert back to childhood and think about how, you know, really it is based in choices and the next thing that we do. So
right.
It's easy to be so connected to what's going on currently for adults and to say, well, you know, the summer's canceled. I've heard that so many times. Summer's canceled. I'm like, really? Because
right.
like, I don't know. I mean, it might be different, but
sure.
I still plan to go outside. Going exactly. outside is not canceled. I still, if anything, I'm almost looking forward to it because I will have fewer commitments, which means more time to sit out on the deck with my family or go for a jog around the block or whatever. So it's, but those are both big choices and small choices, right? I mean, we can choose to do things, but we can also choose to be hopeful or choose to make your own sunshine or like whatever right. it needs to be, a big or small mindset or action choices.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah, I was, you know, we, maybe this is, and I haven't thought through what I'm trying to say here, but like children seem to be able to, like you said, Isla will not know that something was different in terms of that there was a problem, that there was a situation, a crisis. We're still not going to say that other word. She won't have any recollection of that because she gets up each morning looking at what can she do.
Mm-hmm.
And how will I interact with mom and dad and my little sister today? And too often we focus on what we can't do rather than focusing on what we can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the what we can do that will really define us. And there are so many things that we can do. There's a superintendent of a school in our area that drives to every one of his students. If the parents let him know when they have a birthday, he will drive to their house and wish them happy birthday from the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last post I saw him do was he had done over 50 birthday visits.
Wow.
And his district is a big district.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the larger square footage type square mile districts. And you know, just things that I've heard people doing, choices they've made. One building administrator driving with a gift to each of her staff members' houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot, I think she drove 200 miles.
I believe it.
It's a choice to make, you know, but yeah. that staff won't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to remember what she did.
Yeah.
Great things that I'm watching so many schools, because I'm very connected to schools. I'm watching what schools are doing, and it's just super exciting to see how they're still connecting with kids and doing the thing. They're just, this is a choice mm-hmm. that they need to do. Now, same thing for the kids. The kids have the choice to study or not at home, and hopefully they're making the right choice. But then again, whether I was in a classroom or I was at home, there were a lot of times I made the wrong choice and didn't study. But I think the key for our podcast today, and you and I both said it was going to be short, was, are we making the right choices?
Mm-hmm.
We have to get up every day, you know, and one of the things, you know, I've talked about the Sunrisers community that I'm part of, you know, where we watch the sunrise every morning. When it's still somewhat dark, but you start seeing that change in the shade of pinkish orange on the horizon, there's just so much excitement, so much anticipation, because the day is dawning, and that day brings us choices.
Yeah.
And we just got to make the best of them.
Yeah.
And I
think too, like also remembering, like, you know, I can do this, right? Like I can make this choice, whatever. But
yes.
Thinking too about like, I like get to do this. Like it's something like that I'm lucky enough to still be able to do. Like I can still go for a run.
Yep.
Or, you know, because right now we're so focused on the things that we can't do.
Yes.
You know, I can't go to XYZ retail store, but I still get to do XYZ.
Right.
And remembering like the power in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. You know, the power, and so really what that is that's the power to live out our purpose and the power to live out the passions in our life. And I just hope nobody will ever surrender that to any crisis or tough situation, because quite frankly, the struggles, the difficulties that we're going through today pale in comparison to the challenges that other generations had to face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've talked about that in other podcasts. So That was pretty much all I had. Just a reminder to folks, remember this, the choices you make in life make you. So choose well. It's not circumstances. It's not history that defines you. It's the choices you make that do. Anything else you think I forgot? I know we're like half our normal time, but.
Yeah, no, I think we were along last week, so.
Okay. You know, the one thing that I learned long time ago when I started doing some level of public speaking is once you've said what you're going to say, shut up before you ruin it. So. And now if one of my grandkids was listening, I'd say, Papa just said a bad word.
Yeah.
I said, shut up. But anyways, stop before you ruin it. How's that? Anything special happening? Yeah, who knows?
I'm
going to have
a
snowball fight this weekend? Or
you know, I hope not. I did see the weather is looking good. So by the time this podcast comes out, which I think is May 20th or so.
Something like that.
It's going to be like the whole week looks beautiful.
Good.
So I am just hoping that forecast holds true because that'll make me a very happy camper.
And then you'll be able to sit by the pool and drink a lemonade or an iced tea.
If I can just feel the sunshine, that's all I need.
All right, cool. I have no idea what we're talking about next week. So
that's all
we'll
right.
See. There will be something because there has been for
almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years. Exactly. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.